The air temperature is so much milder today, but my God, is it windy. And I don't know about you, but during the night I got woken up a few times with gale force winds rattling at the windows of my bedroom, and it looked kind of grim out there. And now, well, the wind has died down a little bit, but spring, I think, is upon us. I think it's really here. I'm at the tree before the first skate coming into the Lido, and it's usually in the spring. It's full of daffodils, and I tell you what, the daffodils are coming. There are about, I don't know, 2-inch, 3-inch, sometimes even 4-inch high daffodil stalks already up here, and they usually are bunched together in quite a few, and it'll soon be time when they'll be out. I mean, we're only beginning of February, but it's amazing how just only a few days ago it was so cold, and nature is just unbelievable, because as soon as it's a bit warmer, and for some reason those bulbs deep under the ground, they know when it's time to come up, and they've started to push through the grass and the earth here, and it's actually quite soft everywhere here. So God, a few days difference, a few days make a huge difference, and the difference in temperature also kind of teases them to come up, and it's just so beautiful to know that spring is here. Well, I don't want to overdo it and exaggerate it, but definitely it's the first sign of spring. And I'm about to go into the pool and see whether the water temperature has also improved. I'm sure that thermometer must have crept up from yesterday. It was still 2 yesterday. And I'm sure it's done something to that, because it's about 8 degrees, the air temperature. So that must have made a difference, but I can't see the thermometer. Thermometer is not in its usual place in the deep end, so I'll have to wait until David actually takes the temperature later. He's not here yet, but I'm sure he'll come. But I look forward to maybe even doing 2 length. How about that? Well, I've just spoken to lifeguard Sarah, and she says the thermometer shows 2.5 degrees, so it is still very cold. And in fact, I've put my camera underwater to take some photographs of Mr. Bubbles and Sue, and the water still feels very cold on my hands. And as soon as I take the camera out of the water, it steams up. So that means that the air is really much, much warmer than the water, and almost like taking the camera into the sauna. It's about 11 degrees or so, the air temperature, between 8 and 11. So yeah, huge difference, and quite funny to see the camera lens just steam up. Okay, time to really get in. And of course, Sue has been swimming 2 length. She's just on the way back on her second, and Mr. Bubbles did too as well, but they swim much faster than me. Well, I can report that inspired by Sue and inspired by Mr. Bubbles' efforts, I just couldn't be bothered running up to the deep end and just doing 1 length. I thought, what the heck, I'm going to do 2-2. And I did. And it was tough. It was really tough. I'm in the water longer than they are. Why? Well, because they swim just that much faster than me.